You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. Hope your week got off to a great start, a Tuesday edition of Miller and Moulton. How the heck are you? Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller underscore Moulton on X, 9 days away from the draft. The hell with the draft, baby. It feels like playoff hockey after last night. And we got some more of it tonight. Playoff spot's going to be determined in the NBA. The playoffs get underway. Yeah, we are doing this. Huh? I thought, don't look at me like that. After what your team did last night, down 4-1, season's over. The angry texts, okay?
It wasn't an angry text.
Yes, it was.
No. Let's hold on for a little bit. I spent my night watching the Red Wings. It's what I wanted to do. They're my team. It has been proven to me that they're my favorite team based on my emotions during the game. Okay. I'm well aware that if the Red Wings lose the game, they are eliminated for the playoffs. That's an obvious thing to someone who's a Red Wing fan. And some Yahoo texts me in the third period and says, if the scores hold up, the Red Wings are eliminated. No blank!
That's not... No. That is not what drew me. Because, you know, first off, we hadn't talked about it. We have talked about playoff scenarios and possibilities in the Eastern Conference, and I didn't know if you can remember.
If the current scores hold, the Red Wings are eliminated. No kidding! I'm watching the game!
Listen, Mr. Limo Driver, for your daughter who's playing 13 sports, all of them in the evening, I didn't know if you were fully aware of the math. That's all. And at the time, they're down 4-2 in the third, and Washington's winning, and Washington owns the tiebreaker. So if you got Bupkis out of the game, you were done. That's all. But that's not why I thought you were angry. It's because Trent sent the, hey, guys, okay, the plane's finally worked, and I'm in the 239, and, you know, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm like, great. Meanwhile, Mark's watching the Wings, and they're down 4-1. And he's like, yeah, great. The Wings, okay, suck. And okay.
Yeah, and you follow that up with, if the scores hold, the Red Wings are eliminated.
I didn't follow it up immediately. That text was like early second. I followed mine up early third. That's at 40 minutes later. All right.
Unbelievable, Captain Obvious.
I just didn't know if you were aware. That's all. Kind of like this is you're in a jam.
Oh, I was aware. Last night the daughter got dropped off at gymnastics. I drove back home to the house so I could watch the first period. Then I went and picked her up. I didn't even stay for the gymnastics practice. And I told her. I didn't tell her why. She didn't need to know why. I said, I'll be back at 8. I'm dropping you off tonight. I got things to do.
Right. They don't need to know that, listen, love you more than anything except tonight. Okay? The Wings are my number one priority tonight. You're 1A. Don't get me wrong. But the Wings are my priority tonight. And I don't mean chicken. Right. So I got a buddy of mine who's a big Caps fan. He's texting me. He is all, you know, fired up.
I hate the Bruins even more today than I did yesterday. All I need is the Bruins to win, clinch first place in the division, and give my Wings the shot that tonight, if they were to win, they would have a spot. But no. Boston lays an egg against Washington. Washington wins 2 spit with an empty netter. And the Caps now control their own destiny, heading into the final night of the regular season for the Caps, the Flyers, and the Red Wings.
Yep, and the Penguins on the side, 1 point back, going, just kind of curious how it's all going to shake out, whether or not our game on Wednesday is going to mean anything. So very exciting in the Eastern Conference. 4 teams for 1 spot, separated by 2 points, all with a game left to play. Very exciting. NBA tonight at two. You know, one team's going home tonight. Season's ending tonight. Steph Curry and the Warriors could be done. Put the dynasty to bed.
And then on the other side, what do we have? The Hawks and the Bulls. I mean, everybody's waiting to see how that game goes.
Well,
and by everybody, I mean nobody.
No, they're doing West tonight, East tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that other play-in game is the most meaningless play-in game in the history of this league.
Well, it's kind of similar to the same play-in game last year. And then the Heat, you know, ended up having to beat that team and went all the way to the finals.
But in the East, everybody wants to see the Heat and the Sixers in.
No doubt.
Whereas right. In the West, maybe lesser for Sacramento because they're not as known of a team, but they're still a quality team. I mean, anybody from the West that gets in brings something to the table, if you know what I mean. And three of the four bring a little more. Two of the four bring even more.
To show you how good the West is this year, first off, 11 teams 500 or better in the NBA's Western Conference because the Rockets were the 11 and they were 500. But the Sacramento Kings, remember last year, great year they had, they finished third. Yeah, this year they're the 9 seed. They won the same number of games this year as they did last year. That's how good the West is this year. So, 5 teams with 50 or more wins in the West. And in the East, only 2. So, the West has got it over the East. Yet the best team in the league could be in the East. We shall see. But NBA playoffs get underway tonight. NHL playoffs might as well have gotten underway last night.
The referees got the memo because between the Wings, Canadiens game, and the Caps, Bruins game, there were a combination of 2 power plays.
Right.
No, we got the memo, boys. Go ahead, get after it. We're going to let you play tonight.
Yep.
That after the whistle stuff, we're not going to worry about. Do what you got to do. We'll sort this out at the end of the night.
So we are fired up. Trent, welcome back. Hey, you've been gone so long. My name's David. He's Mark. This is Miller and Moulton. How are you?
It's so good to be back. I appreciate your guys' patience. Yesterday was a long day.
Patience? What the hell choice did we have?
What? I mean,
I was going to say, the damn flights wouldn't take off. I mean, that's a problem.
I guess I meant it more from, you know, I would watch both mornings, and Mark doesn't really seem to enjoy himself when he has to run the board. So I appreciate the patience.
He's an absolute mess. He is. He admits it. He admits it. I mean, he's sweating. All right, and he runs hot anyway, and then your room is 23 degrees warmer than his room, so then he has to adjust the thermostat, so it's 34 degrees in his room just to make it like 58 in your room. And yes, he's a mess. You know, every time we go to break, something's not working. Can we hear each other? Is the mic on? Is that commercial playing? Is this going over the air? Yeah. Wait, you want me to get a guest on? Oh, for goodness sakes. Why do we need guests?
Batted 1,000 on the guests. Didn't make any mistake getting the guests on. I will say that production computer 2, see, there's a button along the top of the whole row of this board. Certain buttons have to be pressed in order for microphones to work. Certain buttons cannot be pressed in order for that to work. And there's really, and Trent would back me on this, there's no rhyme or reason to why certain buttons have to be pressed and certain ones don't. And I'm not messing around with this. It makes zero sense. And I don't have it memorized. So today I probably could have pulled it off. But even Friday to Monday threw me.
You mean you just can't hit the 8-track machine hard on the side and, you know, it'll skip over to where you want it? No?
No.
Well, you guys remember, it took me a couple weeks to get the hang of this. So, you know, it all worked out. I can just tell it wasn't fun, per se, for Mark to run the board.
Right. And so he had a stressful morning and then a very stressful evening.
Followed by this morning, which was even more stressful because today's garbage day in my house, David. So I get up, I take the dog out, and then I take the garbage out. That's my Tuesday morning routine. I hit the garage door opener. The garage door opens about 6 inches and quits.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Wife's car's in the garage.
Well, and also, you either have to get the door up or all the way down.
Right. So manually we got the door up, but the garage door is busted this morning.
Okay.
So it was a calamity to start the day. It was like running the board inside my house.
But you were so fired up coming off the Wings overtime win that you just manually, you just did what you had to do. Okay. You were like, you know, Superman. You just lifted that door, said to the dog, come on. It's playoff time.
Got that right. You got that right. So it was a rough morning, but you're right. The Wings win last night kept me with enough positive energy to get through a busted garage door this morning.
Good. Good. Trent, last night after the overtime win, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
Come on. It was a big win.
It was a big win.
And the way they did it was awesome, too.
I know. Down 4-1 in the second, down 4-2 mid-third. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's great when your team has a big, dramatic win. Plus, your team hasn't played a meaningful hockey game in 6 to 8 years. So that was awesome. All right. I just thought after the travel journey that you had, you'd barely be awake enough to make it through the game.
Yeah, we made it. We made it just fine.
Okay. All right.
And in celebration of, you know, people asking what's Trent got on, we'll get that to let you'll see it later. But in celebration of the big Detroit victory, Trent has on a Lakers jersey today.
Oh, no.
Well, a LeBron jersey. I'm a LeBron fan, not a Lakers fan. I know that's going to make zero sense to you guys.
Is it a Lakers LeBron jersey?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well then.
Then it's a Lakers jersey, right?
Right, yeah.
Front of the jersey, not the back there, son. Front of the jersey.
Yep. Except for this show, Trent. Don't forget it. It's Miller and Moulton. We got a fun show lined up for you. It's a Tuesday, so you know who to expect. We got David Sampson and Pat Kerwinter joining us. Is that any good or what? Huh? And Pat doesn't want to talk the NFL draft. Pat wants to talk playoff hockey. Of course, he wants to talk ECHL playoff hockey, so we're going to have to find a middle ground somewhere.
It'll be the NFL draft as we get ready. Not even inside of 2 weeks now, David.
9 days, baby. Single digits. Oh, we're doing this. Yes, we are. Miller and Moulton. The whole team is back together again, and we're emphasizing the front of the jerseys, not the back.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you? Miller and Moulton. MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. David Sampson at the top of the hour. Pat Kerwin in our 8 o'clock hour. You know, it's our regular Tuesday thing. Thanks so much for being with us. So there was a rumor that was kind of running wild for about 6 hours yesterday. Did you see the rumor? Rory McIlroy, $850 million. Was going to go to the LIV. 850. Now, you know, some people came out last night and are like, yeah, this is garbage. There's nothing to this. Huh. Okay. I don't think there's anything to it either. I mean, Rory's signed on with Tiger to do that indoor golf
right.
league or whatever they're going to do. You know, we knew Rom was seriously thinking about it. Rom took himself off a board. Rom was in on that indoor golf thing with Tiger and Rory. He said, nah, I'm out. You know, you kind of saw John Rom pulling away from the PGA Tour. You know, the only thing Rory has said is that, listen, I was the front man for this whole fight for over a year. I'm tired. Okay, can you just go talk to everybody else? I don't need to talk about this anymore. And so, of course, Rory's still talking about it because Rory talks. You know, I mean, he doesn't win majors anymore, but he talks. So, okay, we'll take what we can get.
And he's asked. He's going to be one of the guys who's all, I mean, To Rory's defense, Rory is always asked to be in the press conference, and therefore Rory is always asked about this, and Rory is truthful. Rory gives his honest answers and has been doing it for a while. He hasn't deviated from how he's thought about this. I mean, yeah, he's deviated a little, but he's...
Right. I mean, 6 to 8 months ago, they all should rot in hell. Okay? Now, he's like, you know, I might have been a little hasty. Okay? Maybe we can just sit over here, play cards, you know, try to get along. And he has said, and I'd really like my boy John Rahm on the Ryder Cup team in 2025.
I knew we had no problem beating them without Poulter and Garcia, but we'd really like Rahm back for the next one.
Exactly. You know, this whole, this Ryder Cup thing's important to us. And so, you know, is this a blood war? You bet it is. Well, does it have to be a complete blood war? I mean, can it be a blood war except for the Ryder Cup? Let's play some cards. So, anyway. But 850. I got to admit, that's...
Bye.
Even for Rory McIlroy, that's a lot of money.
Bye.
If it was true, okay, which I'm sure, by the way, that they've offered him 750, 800, you know, what? I have no doubt about that. But, I mean, that's one of those, Mark, you know, hey, no, I want to be a Tampa Bay Ray for life. Okay, no, I'm very happy here. My family loves it here. I love Florida. I love the taxes. I'm not going anywhere and what have you. And then you reach free agency, and all of a sudden the Yankees come and they offer you, wait, what does that say? Huh. Honey? How much do we love it here? Tell me. No. I need to hear it right now. Tell me.
As a matter of fact, I need to hear it.
Stop what you're doing. Okay. Tell me how much we love it here. No, I need to hear it. Why? What's going on? How much do we love it here? We don't want to move, right? No, we're not moving. Okay. Tell me. Why? Why are we not moving again? Why is a move completely out of the question? Well, we've got our friends and our kids have friends. And, you know, look at the neighborhood that we're in. And we're like, yes, keep talking to me, honey. Yes. Quail Hollow. Right. I have to play Quail Hollow every year. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love the Florida swing. Right. Got it. Right. Keep
Jack's
going.
Still alive. I want to play the memorial. It's important to me.
Right. Okay, Bay Hill. Okay, yes, I can't play Arnie. Right. Mm-hmm. Keep talking to me. Why? What's going on, honey? Okay, they have offered us. Well, I don't want to move. $850 million. Excuse me? Wow. Yes. So once again, tell me how much you love Susie and her husband, Tommy, and their two kids who are friends with our kids. Please keep telling me how much it would break your heart to leave this neighborhood. Because this is enough money for me to round up every single person you love in the world and move them and create our own neighborhood. Hell, I'll even get them jobs. So, I mean, if true, now, I don't believe for a second that he's going. But if the offer's true, I mean, that is, I need to lay down and take a nap.
You got that right.
Isn't it?
I don't care who you are. That's an amount of money that makes you make that Scooby-Doo noise.
Well, it's enough money that makes people run with the story. Because it's like, well, if you're gonna give up your scruples, if you're gonna turn your back on your neighborhood and all your friends, and you're gonna rip your kids out of the school district, okay, that's the type of offer you do it for.
I'll tell you, if he does this, not since the Hulkster went NWO would there be someone turning heel like this, David. This is a move right out of wrestling. Do you know how much the golf world would freak out if that happened?
I know. I would contribute to make this happen just for how much it would freak out. And Rory, you know, unlike Rahm, who, you know, he's been kind of quiet about it. He sat down, he did one interview about it. Now he's coming off as if, you know, he wants to push forward with the good part of LIV, but he misses the good part of the PGA Tour. You know, you think Rory would just sit down and go, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I flipped. Okay, but here's why. You know, and if I was Rory personally, I would, you know, like when they do those drug busts and they lay the drugs and or the cash out on the table, that's how I would do the presser, by the way.
It would. The difference is, David, how you would do it and I would do it. I would look like that Geico ad where the guy's pouring the Parmesan cheese and it's all around his neck. I would have a tub full of cash, and you would right. just see me from the neck up going, and I'll take all your questions now. YJ Tour, my arms would come out, $100 bills would be flying all over the place.
Right. I mean, yes, that's how we would do the presser. It'd be like we're at a strip club. We'd just be making it rain. Okay, they're the whole presser. We'd just be throwing money up in the air. Yes. Okay, why'd you do what you did? You mean it's not obvious? Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moulton. Here's $1,000 for that question. Great question. Here's $1,000.
Yes. In fact, that would be the rule. Every question's $1,000.
Bad questions only get $500. Go.
There are reputable people that said that there's nothing to the story. But for about 4 to 6 hours yesterday, the golf world was on fire. Not only that, coming right out of the Masters, you know, you would think that's when somebody would make a big move like this. Because the only, I mean, you know, Rory's basically playing to win the Masters. I mean, to win the career Grand Slam. That was the one story that I realized, by the way, Sunday morning. When Morikawa was in the final group. And I went, wow, man, if he wins, he's three quarters of the way to the career slam. I'll be darn. That's pretty good. So, starting five. We do it every day, and we're going to do it next.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. David Sampson joins us at the top of the hour. I think he's in Boston. Not sure if he ran the marathon or not, but I think he had a show last night in Boston. So, you know, this world tour, I mean, Philly, Atlanta, you know, Boston. We'll talk to David Sampson about his world tour, how it's going, you know, where you can get tickets. He is talking about a second leg of the tour in which he might do a double dip. You like to do one night in Miami and then do a second night in Naples. I told him we'd help promote it.
Sure. We can get 3-4 people there.
No doubt. I mean, just if we can get our 9 female listeners alone, I figured we'd really help out.
21,000 is the text line. If you want to text the show at any time, you can always... send us a post via X, Miller_Moulton. We'll even get a poll question up later today.
Well, why don't you work on that? I got stuff I got to do here. It's time for...
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
No surprise, last night, WNBA draft. Caitlin Clark goes number one overall to the Indiana Fever. WNBA... trying to build off of the momentum that Caitlin and crew accrued during the women's college basketball season. They're talking about expanding. They're a 12-team league now. They're talking about going to 14 in 2 years and 16 2 years after that. We'll see. NBA playoffs get underway tonight out west. Two play-in games. Lakers at Pelicans early. That's a 7-8 matchup. Winner is in as the 7 seed. They face Denver in the first round. loser hosts the winner of Golden State Sacramento. That's an elimination game. One of those two team seasons will end tonight. And then obviously when they play on Thursday, the winner of that game enters the Western Conference playoffs as the 8 seed, and they play Oklahoma City. Mark, would you try to throw the game tonight if you were the Lakers?
No. I've got to get in. I understand all the reasons why. I get it. But there are no guarantees that if you lose the first one, you're going to win the second one.
Correct. You will host the second one. But the Lakers have lost their last 9 meetings with Denver. Meanwhile, most people think they would match up very well with the young but not so big Oklahoma City Thunder, and that the Lakers could dominate them inside, use their playoff experience, and win. We'll see. Did you see the Olympic basketball news that came out yesterday?
I saw the roster was out.
Well, that's kind of a big deal. I mean, this just in, Mark. There's a pretty big pool of talent in the United States to pick from.
Right.
And a few of the guys are in their 30s. Hell, one's nearly 40. And so this is probably the last hurrah for a generation of American players. Grant Hill, responsible for the roster, by the way. Steve Kerr coaching the roster. 11 of the 12 spots have apparently been chosen. Mark, if this team loses, Steve Kerr is not the coach that we think he is. LeBron, Steph, KD, Embiid is playing for the U.S. now. Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. And there's room for one more. I mean, there's some genuine difficult questions as to who we're starting.
Well, just look at, I mean, I've got 5 names for the 12th spot. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Banchero, Bridges, and Jalen Brunson.
Right.
Pick one.
Uh-huh.
That means 4 don't get on the team.
Right, and the other 4 seem pretty good.
Right,
that's for the last spot on the roster, by the way. Hey, I'm just curious, who are you starting at center, Embiid or Anthony Davis? It's been a long time since Anthony Davis came off the bench. But he's coming off the bench if the big fella's healthy. So anyway, I just thought we'd find that interesting. Remember, it's Olympics, you know, that's the flag, red, white, and blue. I know all of you out there hate the NBA, but this is the Olympics, see? This is not the NBA, it's the US of A. No? Okay. NHL, what a night. Only game that was completely meaningless in Tampa. Lightning lost to the Sabres. Sabres season is over. They're done. Lightning still have one more game to play. Stamkos got his 40th goal last night. Pretty good for an old guy, huh? He's going to be a free agent whenever this season ends. And Kucherov got his 99th assist. Lightning have one more game to play. If you're Kucherov, don't you just go out there, you just feed everybody, get your assist, and then look at Cooper and say, yeah, I'm done. Get me off the ice.
I wouldn't play him.
Yeah, I know. That's the other
thing. I wouldn't play him, David. I wouldn't play Stamkos. I wouldn't play Hedman. I wouldn't play them.
Yep. No, I'm
and totally I know that's very anti-hockey.
Although I don't think the Lightning, I'm trying to think who they play next, but I don't know if that's a meaningful game either. So I think they could get away with just, you know, tanking it, if you will. Rangers shut out Ottawa 4-0. And in doing so, they clinched the division and the President's Trophy. So in the East, the road goes through Madison Square Garden. Washington continues to have the inside track to the final playoff spot in the East. They shut out Boston 2-0. They win tonight in Philadelphia against the Flyers. The Caps are in. But if they don't, then maybe the Red Wings will be in, who rallied from 4-1 down, 4-2 in the third, won in overtime 5-4. Wings are tied with the Caps. Caps have the tiebreaker. So if the Caps don't win tonight and the Wings do win in Montreal tonight, the Wings are in.
But if they both lose,
or there's a tie involved, then you know who could go? The Penguins, who beat Nashville 4-2. They're a point back of both the Caps and the Wings. Crosby with a goal and an assist. He's still really good. And they have the tiebreaker over both those teams because of, well, they have more regulation wins than Detroit. And while they would end up tied with Washington, apparently most of the tiebreakers go Pittsburgh's way.
But if Pittsburgh loses, Detroit loses, and Philadelphia beats Washington, or I'm sorry, and the Penguins win, and Philadelphia beats Washington, the Flyers are in.
Right, the Flyers, by beating Washington tonight, and they must beat them in regulation to have any chance at the playoffs. But they are still alive as of tonight. Islanders clinch third place. They're going to play the Hurricanes in the first round of the playoffs. They beat New Jersey 4-1. Connor McDavid became the fourth player in NHL history to record 100 assists in a season last night. That's pretty good, because didn't he miss like 15, 18 games? Edmonton beat San Jose 9-2. Tough loss for the Kings last night. They're trying to avoid being the second wild card, and they lost at home to the Wild 3-1. Baseball. You know, the Rays were up going to the eighth inning. They were shutting out the Angels. It all was good. And then the Angels with 5 in the eighth, capped off by a Mike Trout 2-run homer. And then LA scored 2 in the ninth just for good measure. And Angels beat the Rays 7-3. Marlins lost another one. And another one-run loss. You know what we told you was going to happen. The total opposite of last year, where if it was a one-run game, the Marlins won it. 4-3 Giants. Schumacher ejected in the eighth. Apparently, it was a whole thing. Giants made a pitching change, and the one reliever thought he called for him because he was the only one who was warming up. And turns out the manager wanted the other guy. So the one reliever jogs in, gets to the infield, and the manager goes, no, the other guy. So then he turns around, slowly jogs out. It takes a while for the other guy. Well, the clock ran out. There's a clock involved in a pitching change. Okay, umpires didn't do anything about it. Then the first pitch that the reliever threw, it certainly looked as if the pitcher didn't begin his delivery in time. Should have been a ball. Okay, so Schumacher comes out, and you know, they're 3-13 and they're losing in the eighth. So Schumacher's had it. The home plate umpire's Laz Diaz. The only guy who's worse is Angel Hernandez. So Schumacher lost his mind, and he's ejected. Marlins lose. They're 3-14, by the way. To make the Marlins feel better, the White Sox were shut out by the Royals 2-0. The White Sox are 2-14. They've been shut out 6 times in 16 games to start the year. Man, is that bad. Wow. Cleveland shut out Boston 6-0. Cedric Mullins, homer, 3 RBIs last night for the Orioles. You have got to check out his catch if you haven't seen it. He makes a catch diving in deep left center field. Full stretch. Going to go, might be catch of the year. It'll be, when we show the great plays in baseball in the field this year, I guarantee you this catch from Cedric Mullins will be a top 5 play. Check it out if you can. Blue Jays beat the Yankees 3-1. First time the Yankees have lost back-to-back games this year. Texas shut out Detroit 1-0. San Diego 7-3 over the Brewers. The Braves scored 4 in the ninth, beat Houston 6-1. Phillies in 10 over Colorado 2-1. Did you see what... I mean, Bud Black, I think, is the manager of the Rockies. He has his ace pitcher pinch run and tries to score from third on like a wild pitch or something. Guy gets thrown out at home and injured. His ace pitcher, his opening day pitcher, he sends in the pinch run in the eighth inning. Not the 18th inning, because he didn't have anybody on the bench. He hadn't used a single player off his bench the whole game.
Yeah, you might be fired for that. Oh my goodness. I'm not being flippant either.
Yeah, we're not joking. If that's
your best option, then you need to have a serious discussion with your general manager. But I don't know how you can get away with doing that in today's game, David. I really don't.
Mets doubled up the Pirates 6-3. They started 0-5. They're 8-8. The Cubs beat the Diamondbacks 3-2 in 11. Seattle over Cincy 9-3. 5,500 in Oakland saw Sonny Gray win his 100th career game. St. Louis 3-1 over the A's. And Nats 6-4 over the Dodgers. Longtime Yankees radio voice John Sterling retired effective immediately. He's 85. They're going to honor him Saturday at the stadium. Ken Holtzman, who threw two no-hitters with the Cubs and then won four World Series in the 70s, three with the A's and one with the Yankees. Ken Holtzman died at the age of 78. And they had the Boston Marathon yesterday. And, I mean, I could give it a shot. I think it was Cisse Lema and Helen Obese who were the two winners of the Boston Marathon.
Well done.
The law firm of Lema and Obese. Are you obese? No, I'm fast. I'm Obese. And at 9 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
Sterling had been the Yankees radio voice since 1989. He took over right after Reagan left the White House. Started doing Yankees games.
How old is he?
85.
So he got the gig late in life.
36 years ago. So he got the gig right around the time he turned 50.
No, but that is, I mean, and I know it's the Yankees job and it's a prestigious job, but that's pretty late to be beginning your Yankees run. I know he did another team, right?
Well, he did the Islanders, believe it or not, in the 70s on the radio. Okay, he then went to Atlanta and did the Braves and the Hawks in the 80s. He did that infamous Mets-Braves July 4th of 85 game when Rick Camp homered in like the 18th inning, and Sterling actually had a great call of it from the Atlanta perspective. And so he had quite the career, John Sterling. But yeah, 85. I mean, Vern, you know, just retired at 83. John Sterling, 85. It's a good gig if you can get it.
Got that right.
So, no more, the Yankees win. The Yankees win. That was kind of his thing.
And there are many a Yankee fan that will miss that greatly.
I know. I always thought it made a mockery of being the voice of the Yankees, but what do I know? David Sampson's next.